Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 18th of March, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the Agora in the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, I really don't know what the next hour has in store. There's no guests lined up. I haven't even put much thought into the music lineup. There will be a minimum of talk from me, and the rest is just a crapshoot. Probably the best show we've done all year. Anyway, lots of local music, and we'll see what's going on around town this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, first, I just want to dispel the rumor that I'm hungover from St. Patrick's Day because I didn't do nothing last night. I had like two bunches of friends that were performing. There was the Hard Rock Miners doing Shane's Teeth at the Wise Hall. I didn't go to that. And then there was Coldwater Road was playing down at the Red Truck Brewery down on the Falls Creek Flats. And I didn't go to that either. I stayed at home and watched TV with the missus. So I'm not hungover. But I just don't care today. Just having one of those I don't care days. I've been going through this whole nonsense about, well, first of all, every computer I touch seems to shut down on me. My mainframe at home, the hard drive crashed on me. If I turn it on again, it'll explode. The battery's gone on my laptop, so I have to have it plugged in all the time. And the power supply is starting to make these weird humming sounds, buzzings and stuff. And so I'm kind of, you know, scared to do that. And, you know, it wouldn't be a big problem, except I'm doing sound design at the Jericho Art Center right now, and I have to load that in to the mixer tomorrow. And so hopefully that'll be all set up. But you don't care about my problems. You want to listen to the radio. You want to see what CITR has got in store for you this week. And you know, we'll play some stuff for you. We'll tell you what's going on. You know, we'll have some fun, but just don't expect a lot. We're going to do a throwback, and this one is from 1987, the Railway Club. April 26th, No Fun, doing their tribute to David Bowie. And No Fun, of course, was the Vancouver's, well, actually, there were Surrey's favorite punk band, the Beatles of Surrey, they were called. They were started out in the late 70s and various incarnations what did you call it? You know, they just did things differently for a while until they figured out what they wanted. It ended up being a trio of David M., Paul Leahy, and Pico. And they performed at Expo. They did regular stuff at their railway club. They had No Fun at Christmas every year, which David M. still does. They were sponsored by Gorgo. Gorgo was everyone's favorite green chew treat. And so every time, at various moments during the show, they would make sure that they did a little mention of their sponsor, Gorgo.
Oh, yeah. I still don't know what I was waiting for. Some lime crystals encased in toffee permanent. And thought I found some treats that made the grade, but see, their taste was not so sweet. Till I found myself a chew bar, and it really was the best. All the others revealed as fakers. Only one candy makes that test. Gorgo,
let us eat some more.
Gorgo, ooh, look out, you rock and rollers. Gorgo. You're gonna lose your molars. The lamb taste slays me. I won't place mine. I said the lamb taste slays me.
Whiskey flavored kisses, they're on my lips.
That's big John Bates and Take Your Medicine. And speaking of taking your medicine, you know, I've observed something after being on antidepressants for the last, I don't know, what is it, 2-3 years now. It's really kind of an interesting phenomenon because I mentioned before about the week with the computers and the stress and stuff. And before I was on medication, this would really make me like almost inconsolable. I would crawl into a hole and I would, you know, just not want to move and not want to do anything. And the funny thing is, now that I'm on the medication, I still want to crawl into a hole and not do anything, but I just, it's sort of under the surface. It's not completely controlling my life. I'm still depressed, but I'm able to function. So I guess that's a good thing. Los Furios, One of These Days in CITR.
Said it's getting late. How's about a little kiss? Well, Jane grabbed her ankle, said, how about this? Won't you smack my bottom?
Smack my bottom.
Won't you smack my bottom?
Smack my bottom.
Won't you smack my bottom till my tiny little honey glows?
last year at the Easter feast, Lulu met the parish priest. She said, Father, don't be coy. You can dress me up like an altar boy. And then you smack my bottom.
Smack my bottom.
You can smack my bottom.
Smack my bottom.
Won't you smack my bottom till my tiny little hiney glows.
CEO of Crap.com, a billionaire at 21. He lost it all in last year's crash. So now for $20 cash, you can smack his bottom.
Smack his bottom.
You can smack his bottom.
Smack his bottom.
You can smack his bottom
till his tiny little hiney glows.
All right.
He's always looking for a fight. The only thing he really liked were those frat boy games on hazing night. He said, smack my bottom.
Smack my bottom.
He said, smack my bottom.
Smack my bottom.
He said, smack my bottom till my tiny little hiney glows.
If you enjoyed our little song, maybe you'd like to sing along. If you're feeling in the mood, just grab that hot tramp next to you and say, smack my bottom. You can smack my bottom till my tiny little honey glows. You can smack my bottom till my tiny little honey glows. You can smack my bottom till my tiny little honey glows.
That's the Wet Spots. If you like that kind of stuff, you might want to be know about a show that they got coming up. It's Shine, a burlesque musical, produced by the Wet Spots, written by Sam Domage and Cass King. It's going to be happening at, where is it going to be? It's in July, anyway, at the Y, it doesn't say where, so we'll figure out where later. But it is going to be on in July. The auditions are happening this weekend, Sunday, at the Wise Hall, just behind the Vanney's Cultural Center on Adnack Street. They're looking for all kinds of folks. I have got all the information on the auditions on this and a whole bunch of other stuff. And stick around, we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Wants so sad?
Oh, nothing, really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
From time to time, people ask me, hey Hypey, how do you drop your body weight from 230 pounds to 175 pounds? Or hey man, I've been really stressed out lately, what can I do to decrease the stress level, blow off some steam, and keep a positive attitude? The answer is simple, just run. Running is the reason I can lose 60 pounds, keep a positive mindset, meet new people, and be happy. This is not some cheesy advertisement, this is real life testimony. Join the UBC Fun Run Club outside the Student Recreational Center on Mondays and Fridays at 4:30 p.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for group runs. For more information, make sure you visit runubc.com or connect with us on Facebook by searching UBC Fun Run Club. You can also spread the word by tweeting about us, hashtag RunUBC.
Okay, now that's philosophically absurd.
The case is functionally unworkable.
You're failing to grasp the fundamental comparison.
That attitude is extremely problematic.
Join COGS History and the Debate Society on March 21st for Masters of Debate. Engage in speculation and discussion on interesting ideas with other students and professors at our beer garden. 6 o'clock at Abdullada with $3 entrance and $2 ciders and beer. Snacks are free. Check out the Masters of Debate event page on Facebook.
CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to the Dave Radio Show, heard every Friday at this time. And did you know that this show is available on a podcast? That's right, free on iTunes. Just type CITR-Dave Radio in the search box, click on my face when it pops up, and remember to subscribe. And while you're there, check out some of your other favorite CITR shows. We're all there on iTunes. And did I mention it's free? Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for all roles. Who knows? You just might get the part. The Troika Collective, producing Voices from Chernobyl, a song cycle for seven voices, guitar, cello, and accordion based on verbatim text taken from interviews with survivors of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster from 1986. It'll be performed as a one-night staged concert on the 30th anniversary of that event. The production is happening on Tuesday, April 26th at the Ukrainian Hall, and the auditions are Sunday at Ukrainian Cultural Center, 805 East Pender. That's this coming Sunday, March the 20th. They're looking for, specifically, they're looking for one male singer-performer of any age. They're looking for different voices, but a tenor would be most comfortable with the particular part as written. The ability to play the guitar is a huge asset, but not required. If you want to know more about it, the website is The Troika Collective, all one word, .com. Troika is spelled T-R-O-I-K-A. Capilano University has a call out for a student film. It's a 5-minute short called Plot Hole. It's a dramedy about two writers arguing over a film noir they're writing together. I guess it's kind of a self-aware kind of film, you know, the writers writing about writers.
So let's see here. The production is shooting on the weekend of March 31st, April the 2nd. The auditions are coming up on, 18, 19, 20, Tuesday, I guess, March 22nd and 23rd at Capilano University in North Vancouver. The characters are roughly aged between 25 and 35, but if you're a little older than that or a little younger and you think you can pass for those ages, they definitely want to see you. There's also a secondary character of a detective who is a little bit older, age 30 to 40, and a female part as well, around the same age, 25 to 35. There is some minor stunt work included for the two main characters, but they will have a stunt coordinator on set. If you want to know more, if you're interested in seeing the script, the email address is plothole120@gmail.com. As we mentioned before, the Wet Spots are doing Shine, a burlesque musical, and this is a rock musical about an infamous burlesque theater and the family of misfits trying to save it from demolition. A little bit like We Will Rock You, I think. Xanadu, I think, was also about that. Anyway, this was the winner of the Vancouver Ovation Award for Best Original Musical. It's directed by the great Simon Webb. Choreographers include friends of the show Diva Fandango and April Opeel, and Blue Morris is a musical director. So a really solid group of folks who are surrounding this production. If you are someone that has any interest in doing burlesque performance, they would love to see you. So there are some specific characters that they want to cast, including a middle-aged drag character, someone with a strong dance and physical comedy, someone who's able to fan dance. Also, if you have any skills in the area of acrobatics, roller skating, hula hoops, if you can play a musical instrument, anything like that, they want to hear from you. You go to shinemusical.com/auditions and find out more about that. And, of course, they welcome submissions from adults, because it is burlesque, so you want to be an adult. But you can be of any age, ethnicity, or gender, as long as you fit the adult category. United Players of Vancouver is doing The Lion in Winter by James Goldman. This is a classic play about King Henry II, I think it was, and his wife Eleanor of Aquitaine, deciding which of their sons would be become the next king of England. This was made into a movie in the 60s with Peter O'Toole and Catherine Hepburn. Timothy Dalton was in it too, and I think Anthony Hopkins was there. It was a great movie. Anyway, they're going to be doing it at United Players in June. The auditions are coming up, and what they're doing right now is they're asking a audition tape. They want to see an audition reel. So rather than come out and read, they want to see what you can do on film. Let's see here. You can email your audition tape and CD to the director, lion@winterup@gmail.com. The deadline for that is March 26th. And remember, this is an American play. All the lines are written for American or Canadian accents, not British accents. So when you do your audition, make sure you don't speak in a British accent. Although many characters of the same family heritage and background are not a factor. So just keep, you know, if you're a natural Canadian or American, just keep your normal accent, and they will look for you. Emerald Pig Theatrical Society in Maple Ridge doing Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream. That audition is on Sunday in Maple Ridge. They're looking for all kinds of people. This is the classic Shakespeare play about fantasy and romance and lots of stuff like that. So emeraldpig.ca is the information on that. Awkward Stage Productions is doing the Fake Sheer Festival, doing Titus, the light and delightful musical comedy of Titus Andronicus, and Goodnight Desdemona, Good Morning Juliet, directed by the great Andy Toth. And that's going to be happening in August with a possible extension into September at the York Theatre. The auditions are April the 7th at the Carousel Theatre Centre on Granville Island, looking for actors anywhere from the age of 13 to 30 of all genders, it says. So however you identify yourself, they'd love to hear from you. AwkwardStageProductions.com has all the information on that. White Rock Players is doing a Odd Couple doubleheader. There's a male and a female version, so they're casting for both. So you can be either Felix and Oscar, or you can be Florence and Olive, and all of the surrounding characters are on that. And that's going to be up in June at the Coast Capitol Playhouse in White Rock. The auditions are on Sunday, also at the Coast Capitol, and they are looking for all kinds of folks, specifically two men who could do Spanish accents and two women who could do English accents to play the male and female versions of the Pigeon Sisters. Auditions at whiterockplayers.ca has all the information on that. Gateway Theatre is doing King of the Yees by Lauren Yee, and that is happening in October. The auditions are in April, and they are looking for two male and two female Asian Canadians to fill up the roles on that. You can go to the Gateway Theater website for more information. Theater Hera is doing American Refugee in July. They're looking for an actress who can play young to mid-teens and two males in their 20s to 30s. And you can check out the Theater Hera or Nomad Theater Project website for that. Opera Opulenza is presenting Cavalleria Rusticana by Pietro Massani. I can't say it right. I'm not even going to try. If you know who it is, you know who it is. I'll just butcher the name. They're looking for chorus members for their production that's going to be happening in June. operaopulenza@gmail.com is their email address. We got another Neil Simon play. It's Deep Cove Stage Society doing Chapter 2 in June, and their auditions have passed. So we'll just move on with that. Okay, so I have to check the dates now. Enigma Theater doing Red by John Logan. That's happening in July at the Little Mountain Gallery. And they are auditioning at the Carousel Theater. Let's see. This one's still happening. Renegade Arts Company doing Hair, directed by Don Ewan. Musical direction by Kerry O'Donovan. This is the classic 60s musical, Age of Aquarius and Good Morning Starshine and that kind of stuff. Production dates are June and July at the Shop Theater at 2nd and Main. Auditions are this weekend at Renegade at 2nd and Main. And if you want more information, email renegadearts@outlook.com. Beauty Shop Dolls, they are a female vocal group that performs around town. They are looking for a new member, someone in their 20s or 30s who can join in a vocal harmony group. And look at beautyshopdolls.com for that. Beach House Theater is doing The Foreigner by Larry Shue, a hilarious comedy that did a great run at the Arts Club, and now they're going to be doing it in Crescent Beach. Beach House Theater Company. And their auditions are in 2 weeks, Sunday, April 3rd. Vital Spark Theater. Now, this is a show I'm involved in, so I want to make sure that we get it cast properly. It's called Mrs. Barber's Daughters by C.J. Todovan and directed by Joan Bryans. And this is going to be part of the Fringe Festival Dramatic Wurtz series. So it'll be performed at the Culture Lab during the Fringe in September. The auditions are in April. This is a play primarily about a woman who, she's about 85 years old. She's spends most of her time sitting at home by herself listening to her radio. And every once in a while, a song on the radio comes on that reminds her of a memory. And then the cast comes on stage and acts out those memories. So that part has been cast, but they're looking for, I think it's mostly women. They want someone who can play Mary between the ages of 25 and 31. Also someone who can play Mary as a child. So if you are someone you know is an actor between the ages of 14 to 18, they'd like to see her for that. And then someone else who plays Mary's sister Grace, who's aged, well, the character ages between 15 and 44, so if you can sort of play in that range. And then there's also a middle-aged niece. She's listed as between 35 and 55. And you must be able to carry a tune and sing in a group. And all the characters have a Glasgow accent, so you got to work on that too. But contact Joan, j.bryans@telus.net, and go to Vital Spark Theater website for more information on that. Sidekick Players are producing Looking by Norm Foster, and that's going to be up in June. Auditions are in mid-April at the Tawasin Arts Center, and that's Jacqueline Keith directing that one. And finally, Gotta sing, gotta dance. We're getting near the end of their window, but they're still taking applications for their summer program. Deadline is April the 1st. They're going to be doing an original show every year written by Perry Ehrlich. It's for young, aspiring musical theater geniuses between the ages of 9 and 19, anyone who likes to sing, dance, act, and perform. And they go in two blocks, the July block and the August block. And it all the auditions and everything is happening at the Norman Rothstein Theater at the Jewish Community Center at 41st and Oak. Some of the people you'll be working with are Wendy Stewart and Bill Sample, are the musical directors, both great theater veterans. And Anna Kuhman and Andy Cohen are doing the choreography. So this is definitely a project worth getting yourself involved in, or if you know anyone between the ages of 9 and 19 who wants to be a part of it, definitely check out Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance. All right, that's it. If you want details on these or any other audition notices, you go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email us at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Enough talking, more music.
Get this hipster town, seen all there is to see. I've been all around this hipster town, it don't mean nothing to me. I was walking down the sidewalk with Woody Guthrie. Yes, it was a dream. We walked all around this hipster town. He said it don't mean nothing to me. I like a song that's been around, a song with dirt on its hands. I like a song with roots in the ground, a song that knows where it stands.
Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host Dan N. for Real Authentic Country.
Does Discorder magazine summon discord? Only the good kind. This month, we feature musicians and artists sifting through chaos to form distinct creative practices and personas. Flip through the pages of Discorder for Mass Marriage, Iceberg Ferg, Plazas, Phono Pony, the Jamie and Sarah Experience Project, and more. This month also features artwork by Aaron Moran, live show reviews of Julia Holter and Parquet Courts, and album reviews for You Say Party and Joe Past. We'd also like to thank our advertisers, Vancouver Theater Sports, Vinyl Records, Rickshaw, Center for Digital Media, Dead Offensive Records, The Rio Theater, Vinyl Records, LiveVan.com, and AMS Events.
Welcome, bienvenue. Welcome. Fremda, étranger, stranger. Enchanté. Happy to see you. Bleib, rest, stay. Welcome, bienvenue, welcome. In cabaret, au cabaret, cabaret.
Hello, cast of Cabaret at Capilano University. My name's Alan Cumming, and I am sending you this little video to wish you all the very best with your production of Cabaret. I've done it a few times, and I know what an amazing show it is. I know you're going to have a great time. I know what an important show it is, so don't fuck up. But I just hope you all have a great time, and I'm sure you will. The reason I'm sending you this video is that a very long time ago, your instructor, Nick Harrison, and I met in London when he was just a baby actor, and I was a 75-year-old veteran. And so he asked me to give you a little cheer and good luck wish, and so this is it, and I send you all my love, and I hope you have a fantastic time. Auf Wiedersehen.
Yeah.
It wasn't that lovely. That was Alan Cumming. And that was a little tribute that he gave to the cast of Cabaret at Capilano University. It's going on right now. And thanks to Nick Harrison for posting it on Facebook this morning so that we could skim it and mix it and put it on the air so we can help promote Cabaret at Capilano. Other stuff going on this weekend, other university-related things, including UBC's theater department is presenting 1001 Nights, and this is a production by the final and intermediate year students from BFA acting program. That's happening at the Freddie Wood Theater. And then also related to that is Brave New Playwrights, which is productions written by local writers, but directed and acting by UBC theater students. And that's happening at Studio 1398 on Granville Island. There's like about, I think there's like 20 plays that are going on. So check that one out. Then we've got the Webfest at Performance Works. We talked about that last week. A huge, big event to celebrate local and international web series. The Firehall Arts Center is continuing with 20-something theaters. Not continuing. This is a new thing. This is a new play. And it's brand new, actually. It's a world premiere. It's called The Out Vigil, and it's by Julie McIsaac, a local actor and playwright. And it's a modern fable steeped in maritime lore. So it's kind of damp, but it's definitely worth checking that one out. At the Venice Cultural Center, the Kulch, the Gay Heritage Project continues this weekend, and also Gating Family is also performing. That's at the Culture Lab. And at the get the Gateway in Richmond, we don't want to forget about The List, which is a Ruby Slippers and Bushwhack production directed by Jack Patterson. And this stars Franz Paris in an amazing one-person performance about a character who blames herself for the death of her only friend and how she deals with it by compulsively making to-do lists to help her cope with her feelings. And that's happening at the Gateway in Richmond. On the big screen at the Rio tonight, it's a Danny Boyle double feature. Shallow Grave at 9:15 and Trainspotting at 11:30. And then tomorrow night, it's a CD release party for local blues favorites Brick House. So that's what's going on the stages and the places around town this weekend. And heck, we're almost out of time. We made it. We made it through the hour. Oh, boy. Let's hear some music from Five Alarm Funk. We'll be right back. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Our shout out this week goes to filmmaker and friend of the show, Michelle Muldoon, whose short film Chaos Management, which was featured at the Vancouver Women in Film Festival last week, has been accepted into the Northern Virginia International Film Festival, or NOVA Fest, and that'll be shown at the end of April. So way to go, Michelle. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are next with Femme Concept. And at 3:30, it's Nardwar, the human serviette. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
Teaching and learning look like in the 21st century. As UBC celebrates its centennial year, the UBC Center for Teaching, Learning, and Technology is asking students to share their view through photography. Reflect on your experiences and capture a moment that expresses how you see teaching and learning. A UBC committee will pick the top entries, which will then go on to a public vote. The grand prize winner will receive an Apple Watch. The competition is open to all UBC students. Submit your entries by March 31st, 2016. For more information, go to ctlt.ubc.ca/contest.
On International Day of Forests, join the Wilderness Committee, First Nation elders, and environmental experts to learn about the importance of old growth in the Walburn Valley and beyond on March 21st from 7 to 9 p.m. at High Vancouver on Hastings. Admission is free. Come find out how you can help save these incredible ecosystems. This event is being held on the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. When the truth is that we're living to inspire.
One, two, three, four.
Are you or your band trying to break into the music scene? Do you know everything there is to know about touring, or does the thought of planning an entire tour fill you with